Blog Talk Radio.
It is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister's open up to make you holler and scream?
Hey, yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high to happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as who's going down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes in there.
Believe me when I say being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them drawn. Stepping, strutting, moving on. Rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets. Cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of late first. My mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-G-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyme and I'ma give you some. To enable you to aid yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning I wish to place. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me through the bring me through. The rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing, I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus one more. All four have a job to do. We do in it. Respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first because I'm a L-A-Z-I-E.
Contact and in fact, the style gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I attack the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming, and I recite chapter and verse. The title of this recital is Lady First.
Girl, Eb Live in the building, pregame radio, and guess what? It's ladies' night. What's popping, everybody? I'm glad that you're here. Brooklyn Black has been, he's been sent on a mission. He's out in the world taking care of some business for pregame radio, so the ladies have control tonight. In the house with me tonight is Alex. Ladies, there, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, Alex, in on the check-in. How's Alex? How's everything? How was your day today?
I'm good. I'm still in Florida. It's sunny and it's humid and it's hot. It seems so foreign to look at you guys complain about snow and sleet and hail and cold.
Oh, let me tell
shorts
you.
Shorts and a tank
cold.
Top.
cold up here in New York today. You need to stop rubbing it in. That's not right now. That's not right.
Meg,
okay?
Coming back on Monday and watch it be like a fucking blizzard or some shit.
Well, no, actually, the bad weather is gone for now, and the sun did come out this afternoon. But I also want to ask you real quick, being today is April 1st, 2011, also April Fool's Day. Did anybody get you today, or did you get anybody today?
Nobody got me, but I damn sure I got a couple of, well, I got one person. I actually feel bad about it.
Oh, okay. You got to do it. What happened?
Because my homie, she calls me, and she's like, she wants me to help her pull off this prank, and I'm like, fine. So she tells me, she gives me the script, the rundown, whatever, and pretty much I'm calling this girl, and I'm telling her that I work for XYZ company, and I'm assistant to this person, and we really want her to come in and work for us. I didn't know that the girl doesn't have she has a shitty job. And she's looking for a come on. So she's like super psyched, and they didn't even tell her April Fool's yet. They're gonna wait for her to show up at the place for the interview.
Are you kidding me? Yo,
yes.
That's horrible, son. Come on, Alex, that's horrible. And when did she have this alleged interview?
Hey, I just did what I had to do.
Yo, you know what? You're rotten. You're rotten. But real quick, I want to welcome our newest pregame member, Marjorie. I believe she's in the building. Marjorie, are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Hey,
what's
yes,
up?
I'm good. I'm just all right. Trying to get this rugrat to sleep, and it's not working, but I'm good. Everything's good.
Okay. All right. So we may have some extra commentary. That's okay.
Yes.
It's ladies' night, and we welcome everyone. Okay, so Marjorie, today is April Fool's. Did anyone get you, or did you get anyone?
No, I actually didn't play along with anybody, and I didn't, only my sister. Matter of fact, I'm lying. My sister, she said that she was engaged, and we really thought she was engaged.
Wow. I mean, is she with someone? Has she been with a long-time partner that you would be like,
that's
feasible?
That's what made us believe it, because she's, like, secretive, so we don't really know. So for her to say, it was like, wait, is she? And we was running around calling family members, like, oh, my God, Tamara's engaged. And she's like, no, April Fool's. And I'm like, you're corny. Like,
wow.
She got to the
yeah, only because she's secretive. So, but it was so, I was like, God,
engage you wouldn't believe me?
Huh?
Wow.
Does engage you wouldn't believe me?
If you were engaged, would I believe you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Anything's possible. It is 2011. And there's a lot of stuff going on this year. So you know what?
True.
Anything is definitely possible. You know, and if it did happen, then I would
under the rug real quick. It's okay.
For you. But you know what? I'd be like, listen, don't do it. Stay single. You get a chance to meet different people and have different experiences.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you're married, that's kind of limited. You know, you really can't be stepping outside.
I actually put my government, my official birth name that I was born with, I changed it on Facebook, and a lot of people think that's an April Fool's joke, but that is the name that I was born under.
Okay.
All right.
So what moved you to do that?
Oh, it started off from a joke, and I just did it because I knew nobody would really understand what it was, so.
Okay. All right, so you got it now. This is not, it's not an April Fool's. That is actually Lady Fool's.
Okay.
First name, okay? That's what it is. All right? So before we go on, real quick, I want to share an April Fool's with you guys that to this day has been the best April Fool's prank played on me. It hasn't been a better one yet. And this goes out to my homeboy Blitz, a.k.a. Broman, because every time he turned around, he was at my house in the fridge, dozing off. Things like that. Yes, he lived directly across the street from me, and our families had been friends for a very long time. So
hope
you're
not tight like Broman, though.
No. So it was April Fool, but I was still in the bed, and you know nobody really realized it until I get this banging on the door. So I jump up, I go to the door. It's his mother, and she's got tears in her eyes. She was like, Nick,
come across the street quick. It's Bowman. Bowman, he fell down the stairs. So I'm like, you know, she's like, no, seriously, he fell. He's hurt. He's not moving. So I'm like, okay, because they had this type of banister where he liked to jump over it and so on and so forth. So I could actually believe that, all right, he fell. So I throw something on, run across the street. His fam, you know, his sisters are standing around. Everybody's like, oh, shit, you know, what's going on? And there he is, sprawled out at the bottom of the stairs. So I'm like, oh, shit. And the way he's double jointed. So he had his arm bent up. He had his arm bent up behind his back and his legs all fucked up and shit. So I'm like, all right, all right, all right. Call 911, call 911.
I don't
know. Run out the house and run down the stairs to get to the phone. He was like, well, man, wait. I'm all right. It was a joke. April Fool. I just looked. I was like, and I don't know how he was able to lay there, and I didn't see his eyes moving in his head. He didn't laugh. He didn't smile. He didn't give me any.
That is so wrong.
Yo, that. But you know what?
April Fool's is like your day. Like you could go ham if you have good friends that are great sports.
Yeah.
You can do like some atrocious shit.
Yeah, you definitely could do some shit. And he got away with that. And you know what? That's what's up. Peace to you, bro, man, wherever you at. So we're going to get into this first throwback that Brooklyn Black so kindly uploaded for
us. Uh-huh. I'll see.
All right, ladies.
Because
he's born
that it was
going to
be like
big stuff. Listen, we kicking it off. Pre-game radio, ladies' night.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboy. And I ain't tripping off none of her.
Jeremiah, be quiet.
Cause I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Shut up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby. Thank you.
All right, you're rocking out pregame radio with your girl Eb in the building. It's a ladies' night. Now, if you're a pregame admin, I need you to press 1. Put your hands up so I could see you, so I could click on you, so you could be and get up here and talk and all that other good shit. Now, you know, Black picked out, you know, some okay stuff for, you know, the R&B tip tonight. And you know what? We're going to get into this next one. We're going to check this out. It's Brownstone.
If you love me, man, it's the truth. Do it, give me your
All right, it's your girl, Ab. It's pregame radio. You are live. Listen, if you're not on, if you're in the chat, give us a shout out. Tell us what's going on. If you're on the line, that's what's up. Put your hand up so I could click on you and you can get in the chat now. There's someone up here, 111-111-111. Now, look, that's a private number, and I can't click on you. So this is what I need you to do. I need you to hang up, dial star, what is it, to unblock your number, and call us back because I really, really, really would like to talk to you. I really would. All pregame admins, please press 1. So after this next song, you and I can chit-chat. You know, it's ladies' night. It's April 1st, 2011. It's April Fool's, but since it's ladies' night, I'm going to have to rename today. Today is April Cool Day. April Cool Day here, pregame radio with the ladies, chilling. Let me see. Let's try this one. For you broke dudes. And chicks too. You know, isn't that so true? When you're down and out, nobody wants to be bothered. But as soon as you get that new quarter shine to you, everybody want to pick you up. What's good? It's your girl, Ab Live, pre-game radio, and it's ladies' night. I'm about to do a call. I'm going to do the check-in. Let me see who I got on the line here. I believe this is my girl, Oli. Oli, is that you?
Hola, 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 mamis. Yes, it is.
Hola,
what's up?
Come on. How you doing? What's going
good,
on?
Good. Everything is good. How was your week?
How was your April Cool Day, Oli? How was your April Cool Day today?
You know, nobody got me. I tried to get somebody once today, but, you know, that didn't work out.
Oh,
but, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think she got me.
I'm
I think,
sorry.
I mean, really, that was, like, the big thing, like, when you're in school, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But, nah, it's fun when you're an adult because you get to do so much more devious shit, you know, the things you could come up with and get away with. I mean, really, if you put some effort into it. But listen, we also got on the line for ladies' night, Miss Brooklyn. Let me see if this, let me click. You know, I really hate this switchboard. I don't know why it jumps all over. Hello, Miss Brooklyn, is that you?
Hey, what up, pregame radio? It's your girl, Miss Brooklyn from MFIR Radio. What's popping? Hey, hi, Oli, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
What are we doing tonight? I'm ready. Like, I'm ready. Come on now.
I know that throwback had me going, right? I don't know. Was anybody else dancing to this song?
I don't even know what songs that they were. I'm sorry. I'm like, it's either way before my time, or I've probably been under a rock during that time. I don't even know what songs they were. I'm going to be real.
Well, you know what? That was early. Let me see. That was early '90s R&B. That was Tony. I know you know who Tony is. Stop fronting.
I know who Tony is, but let me see. Tell me one like
that
really popular
song. Okay, that was their joint. Let me see. It Never Rains in Southern California.
Oh my goodness! Today was so hot out here, y'all.
Another one with the weather, you know, that is so not right for you to be talking. You know how it is out here on the East Coast. It is
It's all you mounting weather right now. We supposed to, you know, get a couple of nice days, and it's just not happening. It's just rain, and cold. And
I thought it was sunny out there today, no?
Well, the sun came out later on this afternoon.
Later on, but it wasn't like it was hot.
Yeah, and it came out at the time when it was of no use to us because, you know, the day was basically over. But you know what? We got to get this rain. We got to have this rain so that in a month's time we can have all these beautiful flowers and roses and petals.
Yeah, because y'all summertime don't play.
All of that. Yeah,
y'all
man,
summer. I was out there during the summer. Oh, my goodness. It was like over 100, humid, no wind. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Y'all go
in Cali?
No, out there in New York.
Over here,
oh, New York. Oh.
Yeah,
I mean, you know why? You know why? Because we don't have trees anyway, so of course there's going to be no wind. We have trees.
Why would you say that? Why would you even? Come on now.
I'm just joking.
Trees grow in Brooklyn, y'all. We got.
They sure do. You already know.
Hell, a lot of concrete, but trees definitely grow in Brooklyn. Now, I see someone here on the line with their hand up. First 3 digits, 917, last 48262. I believe this is Lady
Uh-oh.
What
happened to it me? Is Lady
Hold
up. I'm poking, hold shit, and I'm like, these are some rude ass bitches.
Here
nobody's let me get a word in. And come to find out I'm out of the host queue. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, you just put your hair. Ma, I just seen your hair come. I'm like, okay, maybe she put the phone down
in
for
before.
A minute. Oh yeah, and I don't know what happened. Ma, I'm looking. I'm like, where'd she go?
But
I
just got on and check in.
I'm going
mad hard, like really trying to like overpower you guys. I'm like, some rude ass fucking bitches. And then I pressed.
Oh, you were just in the background talking.
Well, this is pregame radio. It's ladies' night. You're live with Lady Alex Steele on the line, Miss Brooklyn in the house, our girl Oli, and we're waiting for our guest, Bugatti Surf, to call in. If you're on the line, please press
one. What, though?
To get to you.
Miss
Clinton had a very interesting topic last night that I had to call in, and I had to kind of help convince her about it too. So she
girl,
could
tell
yo,
me.
Yo,
no,
can
lady
still,
let me tell you, honey, you straight miss dude that called up after you got off the check-in. There was a dude that called up. He was looking, I'm going to appreciate if a nigga give you a rubber band, put that shit on your hand and walk down. I was like, yo, hold up. Wait, first of all, you disrespecting your love and your relationship. If you don't give your chick a rubber band, you wowing like, oh my God, he started going into the part where he was like, okay, let's just play some music.
Like,
well, look, share with us what the topic
whatever.
Was.
Hold on. Yes, yes, ladies, please. What are you guys talking
what
about? Hold
topic?
On. That's
all right,
so juicy.
Last night on MFR Radio, we did, you know, like, you know, MFR Radio has a relationship segment that we've been neglecting. We haven't been catering to it, so I decided to bring it back on Wednesday, and it went so well. Tuesday we had to pick up, on Thursday we had to pick up right where we left off. But now it went into a topic of Nusha's brother called up, and he said he just bought a ring for his girl. He's about to propose, and he spent about $3,000 on
whatever.
A ring. It's a 2-carat ring. So I'm like, yo, you better upgrade and get 2 more carats and put it on it. So he goes, I'm materialistic. This and a third. It's okay. A whole battle went on, and Lady Steele come on to check in. And Lady Steele, go ahead, tell her what you said. She just straight backed me up, like, no. Hold up. What
I
happened?
Said, you know what? Because guys seem to, you know, an engagement ring is a big deal, right? And they were trying to make it seem like Miss Brooklyn was being really materialistic and like she was being like this bitch. But that's not what it's about. If me and you are in a relationship, and we get to the point where you feel the need to ask me to be yours and you want to present me with a ring, at that point in time, you should know enough about me to know what I like versus what I don't like. So feel the need to do that, and you clearly know that I like black, for instance. You know that I like white gold, for instance. And then you
bring
me
bring
a fucking
black, yep,
yellow
bring
gold
it.
Pants. I'm going to accept it because it's sweet, but I'm not really going to enjoy it. So then don't
now,
be offended.
Wait, did y'all ask
him
if his girl didn't mind, though? Maybe his girl didn't mind.
No. This is what we're, I asked the question. Girl, would you get upset if your girl go out and buy her own engagement ring? The way
it was,
her would you get mad?
What do you
that
say?
And they're like, oh, you're being ungrateful. But I'm like, you shouldn't have. If you can't afford to buy what you know that I would like in the first place, then you know what? You could hold off or we could have a discussion about it. But don't just take it upon yourself to buy me like a Pepto-Bismol colored diamond and think that I'm going to like it. You know that like I love black. So where the hell you come from with pink just because for the sake of it being a ring? Like,
right.
No.
Well, you know what? But what if, you know what I mean, he can't afford it, and then, you know, he's going to get a better one. Like,
yeah,
if you was really, really
hold
in
on.
If
you can't
hold
afford
on.
It,
you
hold,
really,
don't
really
buy it yet. Don't buy
yeah,
it yet.
Yeah.
Hold off. We can wait.
And my husband,
get
you know what he did?
Wait,
my husband had his
other
ring.
Listen.
It was still not what I liked. I rocked it because I loved him, but
if you can't afford the ring, you damn sure can't afford a wedding. So what the hell are we getting married anyway?
Okay, now see, that's the thing now. Now, to each his own with the wedding. Some have that dream of that big, fancy wedding. They want the 3-foot-long train. Rule of thumb for guys, when you're supposed to get an engagement ring, it's supposed to be 3 months' salary. That's the rule of thumb, the minimum 3 months' salary. Now,
there's
you,
no rule of thumb.
You can afford
now,
a decent
a
your
now,
mate
3 months salary. Where are you going to get my ring? Popeyes?
Listen, look.
Oh, my God.
You're talking to somebody. You have to go to Popeyes now.
Ask for children
or something.
Oh, well.
If he can't afford a decent ring, look, if he can't afford a decent ring, then he shouldn't be trying to ask you to marry him. So we're talking with somebody
no,
with 3 months salary.
Point.
Obviously, we're talking about somebody
with 3 months.
I think
he should wait until he can. Listen.
But wait a minute. Why should love wait? Why should love wait? Why should he wait? If he feels the time in his heart is right now, then he should do what he feels is right now. You know what I mean?
And if he wants to do what's right now, and he can afford what he can afford, I mean, baby shouldn't be upset if I'm going to go get the ring that I want and wear it with the ring that he gave me.
Now, when you say go get the ring that you want, do you mean spending your
your money to go get the ring that you want?
Yeah.
Or spending
yes.
his money to go get the ring you want?
My money.
Money, yeah. It's
now,
our
why
money.
Why would you do that? That's sort
because
of
because you're
like,
not satisfied.
You know what? That would
it's
be
like I have the ring that the love of my life gave me, and I also have the ring that I really wanted.
Yeah,
I have both, and
so
I will wear both probably.
The eye.
Well, I think you should. I would wait until after when we got married, and of course things
what?
Changed. Of course,
you know,
listen,
you have to take pictures
and
stuff.
At that time, you can go together and really get the ring that you want. But in the meantime, you got to accept the sentiment for what it is right then and there. Yes, that's a love of your
you
life.
You are
now, let me just say this, and let me just reiterate this, because I said it last night on the show, and I'm going to say it again. The ring signifies the commitment you're going to make to walk down the aisle. The sentimental value is you signing those papers, standing before God in that altar and taking those vows. The ring, because at the end of the day, we giving each other another ring at that altar. So that's just going to take away from the engagement. That's just I'm making an engagement to do this to you. I'm engaging myself to do this. The commitment is when you sign your name over to me. Your last name is now mine, and we stand before God, our family, and friends, and we take those vows. That's the commitment. The ring is the accessory, baby. And if I want an accessory, my accessory is going to be doing well.
And I'll do be right.
Yep.
I don't know.
If your man, like, but you would still keep the ring that he gave you, though, right?
Yes, definitely. I will keep it.
Like, you wouldn't go exchange it
ring,
and get your money. So
nope.
You could, you
well,
know what I mean? That would be kind of
you know
of
what?
Foul.
If you want to get technical, a ring actually, it is just an accessory because it's not a commitment to anything. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get married. It doesn't mean that. I've had three different engagement rings of various sizes, shapes, and whatever. And the sentiment was there, and we had all these intentions to do that, but it just didn't work out that way. So it really didn't matter. And two times here, I was surprised with the ring, and I was grateful for it, and I liked it. And guess what? Later on down the line, I said, well, you know what? Let's look in here. Let's dip in here real quick. Check this out. I really like this. So this way, it's no insult to him. I'm showing him that I am grateful and appreciative, and at the same time, I can still get what I want.
Right,
so,
but
right. You're entitled to have what you want.
Oh.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
you don't have to have what you want.
Point.
But you don't have to go out and spend. You shouldn't have to go out and spend your money to do that. You should
but
have
that's
to
why
do
we
that.
Saying get
that's
it right from the first place. Like, Lady Still, I got off air. Like I called my Superman. That's what I call him. I called my Superman, and I asked him that same question, and his exact answer to me was like, "For what? I would have got it right from the jump." And he, let me tell you something. He told me the exact ring I want, the exact no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And he's like, yo, you say it every other chance you get. I'm like, you damn straight. So you don't know when it's time to buy it. Your ass don't walk up in here with a toy box talking about, boo, would you marry the king? Because it's not going to go down that way.
He was able to do that. He's in a fight.
But you know what? At the end of the day, for me, it's about that. It's like, it shows, for one, you've actually been listening to me the whole time that we were together.
Yeah.
And then two, that's also a sign of what's to come. You know, it's a sign of what's to come. So, like, okay, you can't do or what for whatever reason you decide to do what you want to do. What is to say that, like, the next instance where you know that I like something, however you choose to do your own thing.
Yep, exactly. That's like me saying, you know, honey, let's go get, we've been talking about it for a while, we're going on vacation to Paris, you know, as a family, we're doing this, that, and that, and you bring home tickets to freaking Disney World. This is not
exactly.
What we
exactly, you're
going to
tell me,
on.
Oh, it's vacation, and this is what
exactly.
I can do, or whatever, but
that's like,
if you love someone, you're going to figure out a way to make
it. We might as well get it into our head that we're settling. Everything that they do, just because we took it that way and we accepted that, now we got to accept the rest of our marriage and the rest of our lives together we're just going to be settling. So if I say Paris, no, I'm going to take my ass to Florida to Disney World. No,
people get so wrapped up in feeling like they're going to be bad or they're going to be perceived one way, and that's what they do. They allow that shit to happen, and that's what happens in most, like, marriages and relationships because you don't put your foot down because you don't want to seem like you're a bitch or X, Y, and Z, but at the end of the day, I'm with you.
I don't think it's about putting your foot down. I think it's about showing and loving your mate, whether it's the female doing for her husband or her lover, like whoever he is. Or the man doing for her.
My mate.
Listen to me. Do what I want.
Y'all are going so hard.
Because it's very.
Because it is such a, but I mean, every relationship is different. So, I mean, to y'all men out there that are listening, make sure you know whether or not your girl wants a specific ring or if, you know, she's cool with whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? You all know your girl out there. And if you don't know your girl, you need to get to know your girl.
But I'm coming from, like, a specific place. Like,
accept a rubber band.
From personal experience,
though. If you got a
girl
like that, then you know what I'm saying? Rock out. Real cool.
That's a rubber band. Did I hear you right? Did you say a rubber band?
That's right. Listen, if you got a girl that would
hey, but I mean, if you love
you,
like that, you
by all means, make it a pretty one and give it to her. Real cool.
There are women that just want a ring. They don't care what the hell it is. They don't care if it's a male ring, a fucking ring from the little 25-cent vending machine. They don't care. They just want a ring. They want your school ring, whatever it is, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So
no,
as long as
that was like
how.
No, listen, ladies, still, this dude last night was how we so bent up on freaking wanting to get married. We don't care about the relationship. We just care about getting a ring and going to the altar. Listen, honey, and I had to tell him, I'm like, yo, I'm old-fashioned. I believe in that real love. I believe in that Titanic love that, yo, you dying today, tomorrow I'm dying because I can't live without you. I believe in that real love the way God intended it to be. So there's no way I'm going to just settle because a dude puts a ring in front of my face and say, let's get married. You wildin'. You have to be my soulmate. I'm sorry. You are
wildin'. That's how I feel. And at one point in time, I felt that way, even though I accepted a ring that I didn't too much care for because, like I said, I hate yellow gold. And he couldn't
love
afford it.
Love,
I was thinking,
y'all telling me, like, come on, y'all.
What's
y'all
got to do with it?
Your man, and you love so much, and you ready to be with that guy, everything like that. He got on his knee or however he chose to propose, and he gave you a ring. You know what I mean? And you didn't particularly like that ring. You telling me you're going to say no?
We didn't. That's the point. We never said that we're going to say no.
Y'all said that y'all just want to go get your new ring. That's right. But still, because of the fact that it's from him, I bet you y'all going to love that ring just because it's
going to stay there, but there's going to be another one. Like I said, I've been on the receiving end of that before, and I didn't like the ring. I didn't care for it. But one thing that I did learn is, like, that is the beginning of what is to come. Literally, the way that I say it really is.
Mm-hmm.
If you can settle on that kind of sets the stage for what's to come. At the end of the day, not all men are like that, but for the most part, something as big as that, that you're willing to settle on.
Once you show them that they're willing to settle, they're gonna be like, okay, so I don't need to go all out. I did that. She was happy. I did this. She was happy.
I don't recall you saying when you were telling us what the topic was. You saying that the person is settling. That you know, just because you accept what he was able to give you at the time, that's settling. I don't think that's so. I mean, you taking what it is for what it is right now, but that doesn't mean that you have to relegate yourself to a life of settling for anything, because the point of a relationship is to take what you both have and to build a foundation and build on that to achieve
more.
Right,
and that's why I'm so adamant.
Guess what? If I'm like you, this is my thing. If I'm what? If I'm like 16, 17, and I'm working a minimum wage job, I'm the only person that's working, and I'm bringing home money every week so that we can eat, we can survive, I can pay my tuition, I can pay your tuition, I'm making it work, being strong for both of us, then why can't you get lazy ass up and do the same thing and find a way, why the fuck is buying my ring for me to give to you so that you could, you know, give to me? Like, at the end of the day, if I can do it, and women, we have a way of doing it. We have a way of being strong as fuck just because we are in love. But guys,
you're not lying.
Wait.
You are not lying.
Huh? tapping into that strength. They have a way of kind of throwing a bone to make you, you know, feel happy within the moment or let you know that they care, so to speak, but not necessarily tapping into that fucking Underground Railroad strength. To the point where I will never settle again, ever.
Yeah, yeah, that's me. And what Ab's saying, building a foundation together, this, that, and third, I 100% agree. I'm going to do that before marriage. Understand?
Yeah.
I said it last night, and I'm going to say it again. We doing that before marriage. I don't care if we take for 10 years because we building our foundation, because we building this, that, and third. That foundation we built is strong, and nobody and nothing can knock it down. Like, I'm going to build you up, and you're going to build me up. Like, if I'm with you and you with me and our love is as strong as we say it is, it can wait until we know we get to the level of success that we need to be to live the certain lifestyle that we want to be. Love does not put, I don't care, this may sound urban, black, this, it don't pay the bills, it don't put you on a bus, it don't put food on the table. But if y'all love each other enough to push each other to go forward and be successful, oh, yes, honey, yes. I'm just saying, that's just me. I mean, this lifestyle that I'm in, you have to understand, I'm going to be around so many entertainers, so many people. I'm everywhere. Like, he has to be strong at the end, plus he has to bring to the table as well. What are you bringing to the table as well? Because I don't care who makes more or who makes less. We both could throw the stacks on the table. You could take the biggest pot. I don't care, as long as you put it on the table. You feel me? Like, I really don't care, as long as you put it on the table. And no, I like a certain lifestyle. Like, I'm expensive. I like to do expensive things. I have expensive taste. Not saying I'm a gold digger, but I'm saying I will bust my ass and work hard for those expensive things that I want.
Mm-hmm. What's your birthday, Miss Brooklyn?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Gee, that's so crazy because I'm a Leo. So maybe it is a Leo. Okay.
You know what? I think it is. My sister's a Leo, and she's more like
maybe
Leo.
It is.
She, you know, if you got to have maintain a certain lifestyle in order for her to even appreciate you. But the one thing that I've always reminded her of is that, you know, you can deal with these people that are living a certain lifestyle, but when it comes down to it, what is it that you're getting out of the relationship, if it even is a relationship? And most times it just wasn't. So,
I'm gonna do something that I don't normally do on my show. I'm gonna put myself out there. Like, I don't like to get too personal with listeners and stuff like that.
No, it's ladies' night, and we chilling. We doing what we do. Go ahead, tell
yourself. Yeah. So, like, on my show, I don't like to get too personal. I'm not gonna let you in my life like that. But I'm gonna be honest. Like, the guy that I'm with right now, like, we've been through it. Like, when we first met, he was down and out, right? And I was on my feet doing everything. So, you know, I was able to say, okay, I'll hold this down and this, that, and third. And now the shoes have, it's swapped. The roles have swapped. Now he's getting money. He's doing this. He's the breadwinner in this relationship. And now he's taking care of me. The whole thing is, right now, you know what he's doing? He's putting everything he is in me and pushing me and my career forward to see me get successful. And once I get there, we're going to start focusing back on him. Like, and we talked about it this and that. We decided who's going to do what first and where we're going to get first, because he's about to be a pilot. So, you know, like, for me, that's, I need a dude that's intellectual, smart, who has goals and who's driven and ambitious, because I'm the same way. You understand? Like, I don't, like, MSR Radio's very successful. Love Productions is going places. So, like, you know, it's not like I'm not working, I'm not grinding. Like, every single day, like, I mean, it's hard work being in this industry. It's hard work doing this stuff. So I need somebody that's going to just be like, you know what? I'm going to put my all into you, too, because I believe into you, too. And that's him. So, like, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that, like, it's no doubt. I mean, he's good, we're good, I'm good. Yeah, we have our problems, we fight. Come on, I'm feisty, I'm a Leo. I'm very bossy, I'm very aggressive, but at the end of the day, there's never any love lost, and I think that's what matters.
And you know what? That's what's up. And look, I'm about to dedicate this to you and your man because y'all out there doing that. This is pregame radio. It's your girl, Ev. It's ladies' night.
Ev, you can't say that too loud, girl.
Hold on, Miss Brooklyn. This is for you. Y'all pump y'all brakes. Stand down.
Yo, let me ask you a question, yo. Yo, would you kill for me?
The act of making love.
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit I tricked a little. But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. You talk slick, I beat you right. I want a bitch that like to play CeeLo and crack, pack and gas in a coach bag, steaming dime bag. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. With a box just as strong as me, toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is solid. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. Throwing my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Hide my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch, keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight, G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together.
Just me and my bitch.
Plan out my robberies on my enemies. Didn't hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response, the phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Stepped to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life is to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just 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 me and my bitch. Me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch.
All right, it's your girl, Ev. You live with Pregame Radio. Call us up, 347-857-4302. And that was Biggie, me and my bitch. And that was dedicated to Miss Brooklyn and her love. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking I might want to, I'm looking for the fellas. Actually, not even just the fellas. I want to know where is Bugatti Surf. Bugatti Surf, if you're on the line, please press 1. We would like to listen to some of your music. We would like to talk to you and see what's going on. In the meantime, I'm going to play something else. This is for the ladies and they boos. Get along with you.
Don't need no paper, don't need no pen. lonely like some new forget. You took my heartbeat from me. Like it was yesterday. It was October 30th. I no longer have any need for these worldly things. I want to go where he is. I'll follow the fire in the sky. And like that, I'll be gone.
You took my heartbeat from me.
It's your girl, Ab. You live with Pre-Game Radio. It is officially now April the 2nd, 2011, and it's Ladies Night. I'm going to ask Lady Steel. I have some questions, actually, about some entertainment, and I know that Lady Steel is the go-to person for that. Steel, you there? Hello? Horrible switchboard. Steel? Alex? Alex. Okay.
Hello?
Alex, you there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I have a question real quick. Now, okay, so Sean Paul's supposed to be writing this book, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
First of all, let me ask you this. I'm totally out the loop. I don't pay attention. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to video. I don't do none of that shit. I'm corny. I read and all that other bullshit. So him and Beyonce actually had a relationship?
I'm not quite positive if the relationship happened. However, when they filmed the Baby Boy video, it was widely speculated that they had something going, or at least that Beyonce was really attracted to him and he was attracted to her, and Jay-Z just didn't care for that. And so following that video, I believe that was the only time that they were in contact together, because after that, they had really, like, no performances together and never came in contact. So that was, like, the general consensus, or at least it was leaked out that Jay-Z wasn't feeling it and it was a wrap.
Okay. Okay, because I'm like, at the same time, too, like just yesterday, I'm hearing some shit about her and how Jay-Z came in between her and Mos Def. So I'm like, why all of a sudden they, you know,
well,
her entire love life is such a big issue now?
No, her love life has always been a big issue. Like, a lot of people don't realize, like, Beyonce and Mos Def, they were in a relationship. And actually, the whole Me, Myself, and I song was
uh-huh.
about Mos Def, because he got some chick pregnant, and
wow.
at one point
okay.
was toggling, I believe, both Mos and Jay-Z. This is like during the Carmen Hip Hopera phase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I remember that.
How do we know this? Wait, how do we forget?
Hey, Oli.
Hi. My bad to just jump in. But how do we know all this? I'm so sorry. Like,
Ms.
I don't
you still with us too?
Heard any of this. I'm
actually,
so
sorry. The information was given to me by our fellow pregame staff member, RJ. Thank you, RJ, for hitting me up with the link for a couple of topics for this evening. I also want to shout out the rest of the pregame staff, Marjorie, Greg, Tasha B. Julian couldn't be here with us this evening, but that's all right. Because Lady Steel, Oli, Miss Brooklyn, and I are holding it down for Brooklyn Black and Free Game Radio. But yeah, go ahead. I got it from him, and I believe he got it from Media Takeout. So,
Media Takeout was about Sean Paul and the book and stuff. But the whole Mos Def thing, it's like,
mm-hmm.
unless you're someone that keeps your ear to mm-hmm. what's really going on, a lot of people that kind of flew under the radar with them.
Right, right. So what do you think about her dumping her father as her manager? I mean, to me, I thought
That's another thing.
Anyway,
rumor has it, I mean, at least from what I've heard, is that she did it because he's about to come under some major fire. Like, for one, he's about to hit with a couple of charges, money laundering included, as well as Miss LaToya Luckett, the former member of Destiny's Child or whatever. She's probably, like, the only one that's ever really stood her ground as far as not allowing him to just, like, walk all over them. And she managed to secure some pretty decent lawyers because her last album was good, but it didn't do anything. And apparently Matthew paid people not to play her music or promote it. So they're saying, like, the decision for Beyonce and Tiffany Evans to leave Matthew Knowles is just that of, like, jumping ship before it sinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I thought being her husband who he is and him having his hand in so many different pots.
He's coming under investigation, too, though. So,
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
He's coming under investigation. That's right, for sitting in an opposing team's locker room or something like that. I mean, I don't understand. What's the big deal about that? Why is that a problem?
It's not, but I think that since the whole LeBron decision, I think they've been salty and just looking for a reason to fuck with him, you know? So I think they kind of pull in the cards.
Well, I don't know why they're holding him responsible for the LeBron thing. I mean,
he's a black
man,
a lot of money, and he's like, he owns a little piece of it, and I guess the reason they allowed it was because they saw or thought that he would have the pull to bring what they wanted, and it didn't happen.
All right, listen, we also got pregame staff member Julian in the building. Julian,
what's going on, ladies? I just wanted to check in with y'all and see how ladies' night was going.
Why do guys always want to check in with ladies and see how we're doing? We're doing fine.
I'm saying, I just wanted to, you know, see how everything was going down. I'm on my way to the party right now.
All right, what party? Where you at and what's popping? Where's the party?
It's in the schoolhouse. Brooklyn Black is already up there in the building.
Oh, so you coming to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All right, right? Oh, yes, right. I heard about that.
All right, so, Lady Steel, you coming to the party, too? What's good with that? Well, are you going? Because I'm not going to the party, obviously. But are you guys going to the party? What's up? Miss Brooklyn, where you at? Hello?
Oh, I didn't know. I was still on the check-in.
Of course you still want to check in. Mom wants to move everybody comes back to the check-in. All right? So, first of all, where are you? You in Brooklyn, too, right now, right?
Yeah, I'm in BK.
All right. So, you going out to the – you going to go hang out with Brooklyn back over at the school?
No. We I told Brooklyn back that I would be on air for about an hour. We have a prior engagement with Kadir. He's the face of Reebok, model face of Reebok in Source Magazine. So that's where we're heading tonight.
That's excellent, and congratulations on that. MFIR, y'all doing y'all thing, yo. I'm so, for the ladies, just to see y'all out there on your grind, making it happen. I see y'all on Twitter, you know, like I said, that's just not my thing. I'm following y'all, and I'm glad to see y'all out there doing your thing, and it makes me proud to see y'all really, you know what I'm saying, getting on the grind, not letting nothing stop you, not paying no attention to the naysayers, letting the haters do what they do, because in all reality, all that shit does is make you stronger. So I appreciate what y'all doing, too. Y'all showing the young girls, too, that, yo, you can get out here and you could do this, too. You could be better than what I'm doing as well.
And
you know, so because
the veil is so thin. It's so thin. If you want it, go get it. It's very thin.
That's right. That's right. So peace to you and Miss New Shoes for that and MFR Radio. Definitely Sam, the pregame
radio. Thank you. Appreciate that.
We love and appreciate y'all. And listen, I'll be listening on the line. I'll be hearing y'all. I'll be liking what I
hear.
And
I'm like, yo, why don't you ever call up and say something?
You know,
I'm sure calling.
I like to listen. I like to chill. I like the back and forth. I like the spirit and the energy of it. I don't necessarily have to get up there and say anything. Believe me, y'all be having it in the smash. Anything I can think of, one of y'all will come up with it. So, but I'm definitely going to call in and shout y'all out on y'all next show. Let my presence be known, and I appreciate
it. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Night. Yo, y'all go do y'all thing tonight. Make sure you post some of them pics. You can put it on, come on, put it on Twitter. Put one or two. Let us get a peek real quick.
I just host. Boss Man does everything else. He's the cameraman. He has to be the cameraman and the marketing man. The thing on the carpet. I just host.
That's what's up. All right, and thanks again definitely for coming in and showing up and being a part of Pregame Radio Ladies Night.
Anytime, it's
okay.
Family. Girls, keep rocking out, all right?
Yep. No doubt, all right?
Later.
Have a good one. Peace. All right. It's Pregame Radio. You're live in the building with Oli, with Alex, Lady Steele. We got Jada Tech Guy, and I'm your girl, Ev. We chilling. We got about 49 minutes left. Now, I don't know about y'all, but right now I'm kind of wondering what happened to Bugatti Surf. Now, which one of staff members was responsible for bringing Bugatti Surf to Pregame Radio? Jay, the tech guy? Was it you?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Our special guest for the evening, Lady Steele.
Well, I guess
you
he got served.
You know what? Maybe. So this is what I want to do. I want to play one of his tracks. I just want to see what the person, what Bugatti Surf was working with. And this one is called 678. We're going to give a listen, and then we're going to give our critique. I'll be in Brooklyn Black's role, so basically I can't really vote, but I'm going to leave it up to the three of you guys, if that's all right with you. So let's check this out. This is 678 for our guest, Bugatti Surf, who hasn't surfed yet. So here it is.
Bananas, I'm the question answer, I'm the worst in cancer, I'm the first to blame, yeah, I'm ill, I can bring you niggas that's no will, so chill, any shade that I rock, cost at least 4 bills, that's real, so you know I got bills in the field, at that fast 20 so, give your bitch a funny roar, fucking let that drum me off, we gon' make a loud noise, mommy you ain't tryna walk, hop up in this Rolls Royce. Why your black is so broke? And your whole life is a joke. I be blowing sour smoke. Got your girl drinking cheese, about to sign down my pole. Riding on the road and gold with a heavy ass float. I'm a pure asshole on my bad jazz flow. So I only sack mo. Then you ever seen before? Who the fuck is silly flow? Man, that boy really dope. Give me cap and go. And my outfit right or low. Holy ladies gotta know if they fucking gotta go. I'ma bring the English and then y'all gon' bring the venison. That is what I'm witnessing, so I am just delivering. Why you think I got it, but it's product, so it gotta go. My glow look bright, my style look new. My jeans got a side from behind, that's true. I'm buying it for niggas, dollar sign, that's true. I'm the lion in the jungle, but my money see through, huh? Where the green at? Mozzarella, fettuccine, cheddar cheese at? And what's it for like a fettuccine?
your girl, Ev Live Pregame Radio, and it's Ladies Night, Ladies Twilight Early Morning. And we got Brooklyn Black in the building. Black, what's good?
Yo, what's poppin'? What's going on?
Yo, what's good? Yo, you know what? Everybody on the check-in, yo, y'all all here. Oli, Lady Steel, Jada Tech Guy, y'all here. What's up? What y'all think about, yo? I am so disappointed because, you know what? I sort of kind of like that track.
Yo, straight up, I'm throwing executive Wayne Brown. Here's what I'm doing: if Bugatti stuff don't show up in the next 5 minutes, automatic fail. We play no more of the tracks, but not like that. We just keep the show moving. Like we're not gonna like tolerate this. You know what I mean? He knew he had to be here. Like
okay.
I saw him face to face today, so he knew he had to be here. And the fact that he's not here, that's just, you know, I'm professional, and we just gonna keep it moving.
All right, I got you. But I want to say, also as an admin, I know you got the executive, but I also want to say as an admin, and I think I might have to use this one,
No, I want to
we don't know what extenuating circumstances may have happened to Bugatti Surf or with Bugatti Surf. So I think in all fairness, we should give him an opportunity to hit us up by tomorrow and let us know what was going on now. If it wasn't some type of medical emergency, nobody died or was shot or had an asthma attack or anything like that, then he could have gotten to us with the you think that's fair, son?
I still want to give that one a thumbs down.
Say it again?
I still want to give that one a thumbs down. I wasn't feeling that one.
You
want to
give it a thumbs down, Julia?
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. He didn't own
like
that
it?
Beat. Nah, it was typical. It was everything I expected it to be, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like everything well, else I heard. Can you get in or we going back?
Okay. All right. Oli, how you feel about that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah. Actually, to tell you, my thing just lost the signal or whatever, so I'm really just getting back into the conversation, trying to figure out what you guys are talking about. So, would you like to clue me in and clue listeners in?
We were talking about the track that I just played by our featured artist Bugatti Surf. He didn't show up, and Brooklyn Black is very upset about that right now. So he wants to executively give it a thumbs down and not play any more of his music if he doesn't get here within another 2 minutes now. He has 2 remaining minutes to 4 minutes. If you're on the line, Bugatti Surf, press 1. And Julie, Jada Tech Guy was critiquing the song. He didn't like it. He said that he didn't own the beat, which is actually what I like. I wasn't even really honestly listening to the words. The beat is what had me hyped. So, you know.
And
what did you think about that by 785 Bugatti Surf?
It is true, the beat is hype, but if I wanted the beat to get me hype, I could just listen to the original Lil Wayne track.
Mhm.
He didn't take that and make it his own.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
It doesn't catch if you don't feel it. Like first of all, when you're doing a mixtape, like you gotta come harder. So if we start to listen to the song and we don't even wanna, you know what I mean? Like we hear the beat, whatever, and it doesn't catch us to actually listen to what you're saying. That's a thumbs down anyway. Like you're not gonna.
Right.
I mean, and this is only how many people we got on the line? Like
a lot. It's 4 of us that's voting right now. Well, 3 of you that's voting. I'm just listening in. Okay, so I guess that's a thumbs down from Oli, a thumbs down from Jada Tech Guy, 2 thumbs down from Brooklyn Black. Lady Steel, what do you think about that? What was you thinking about that track?
I feel bad. I mean, I know it's April Fool's Day and shit. Like, I feel bad, though. I don't know if I want to crush his dreams or not.
No, it's just a negative. It's a thumbs down.
Okay.
That's all. Don't worry about it.
Why is it a thumbs down for you?
Because it wasn't, like, nothing stood out to me. Like, we've had plenty of people that have done, like, remix tracks, and we've heard them on here, and we were excited about it, not only because it was a track by a specific person, but because it came from them and because they added something to it. And this one, it just didn't seem like anything original was brought to the table. But the only reason why I kind of want to vote against that, because I feel like I'm throwing shade because he's not here, but at the end of the day, like, that's really how I feel. Like, I don't think that he brought anything original to it.
Well, pre-game radio has to, we have a certain standard here, and we have to maintain that standard. So, and one of the things that pre-game radio is known for is for our complete and utmost honesty with the artist and with the track that they sent us. Now, it's never an attack on the person as it's not an attack on them. It's not an attack at all. It's just like if you're gonna rap over somebody else's stuff,
like, you don't have to necessarily have the same flow as them, especially if that's not like your initial style in the first place, because you're just gonna sound very awkward and like you're just trying to be a carbon copy, and that's not what anybody wants to hear.
Exactly.
So,
now, in order for me to actually make the comparison, I'm going to have to listen to the actual Lil Wayne track. This is where you say he got this from Lil Wayne. I'm going to have to check that out, because I'm not a fan of Lil Wayne, and so I definitely don't listen to his music. But I'm going to have to do the research and do the comparison, because, like I said, I was digging the music. It was real bouncy. It had me wanting to, you know, move around in my seat. But I paid absolutely no attention to the words. So I guess that's wow. That's unprecedented. Isn't this unprecedented in pregame history where everybody gave it a thumbs down?
Yeah, that's never happened before. There's been all around thumbs down before. It was a track from Amin and Don, and actually it was when Miss Brooklyn was on the show last, so that's real ironic. So
Nah, you can't compare Amin to anybody else, unfortunately. Amin is in a category of his own, and
All right, and that's what it is. And you know what, Bugatti Curve, but I'm still available. Listen, you can see us on Facebook,
and you can let me know
why you didn't make it in tonight to the pregame show to come and promote yourself and promote your music. You know, not saying that you didn't still got 5 pounds down, but, you know, it is what it is. It's ladies' night. It's pregame radio. You're live with your girl Brooklyn Black. With your boy Brooklyn Black on the line. We got Jada Tech Guy. We got Only One Oli, and we got Lady Alex Steele in the building. And it's your girl, Ev. Being that it's ladies' night, I believe it's appropriate we play a track by a lady. Here it is, Bahamadia. Check it out.
When they pump it in the juices, don't rock, ride.
True.
In the juices, don't rock, ride.
True.
At a show, it's going rock, ride.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo. You know how we do. When they pump it in the juices, don't rock, ride.
True.
In the juices, don't rock, ride.
True.
At a show, it's going rock, ride.
Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Illidale side. Live like my 93 shit phone vibe. I use imagination like Han Solo. Master like Vic with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Rap was way back at the plat with super bad disco. Used to do the feat to Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend. Ho, you remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect go to a vet money. SK, Miz on pause delay. You see Jewel E, Rock ride the torch fade. Reach from the bottom, discombobble overlay. Jerome was the break if you was digging in the crate.
When they pump it in the juices, don't rock ride.
True.
In the juices, don't rock ride.
True.
At a show, it's gonna rock ride.
True.
Here we go with
pop. Divine beings got the truth down in hip hop. Man called Lux flipping on the boombox. Bad props, the ruggedness, lyrical terrorists. Funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the next news of being jazz fresh. Easing back and let the hit ya. Rubble town mixture. Murder with the hypnotic groove girl. Back to back, ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. Westfield represent KD, where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebels of pain and dice roar. Rock, rock on. Sex machine, gotta rock, rock on. When the board tab, gotta rock, rock on. EC the rock, need the rock, rock on. And the task force, need the rock, rock on. And Destro, need the rock, rock on. And the Red Bull, need the rock, rock on. DJ Mark, need the rock, rock on. Rock the block, need the rock, rock on. 100X, need the rock, rock on. Ram Squad, need the rock, rock on. BSB, need the rock, rock on. The Bobby Dance need the rock, rock on. And B-Force need the rock, rock on. And Larry Ladd need the rock, rock on. And LaVie need the rock, rock on. Essential Elements need the rock, rock on. Cash, money, money, rock, rock on. Illadel Massive, rock, rock on. Schoolie D need the rock, rock on. Cosmic Kev need the rock, rock on. And Kobe Cove need the rock, rock on. And the Roots need the rock, rock on.
All right, it's your girl Ab Lob in the building, pregame radio, and it's ladies' night, and that was Bahamas Dia, and you're live with us, Lady Steel, only one only, Jay the Tech Guy, pregame radio, it's ladies' night. I have a question for you guys, and this is of a serious nature. And I'm really interested in what you guys are thinking and feeling at this moment. The nuclear meltdown in Japan. Are you afraid? What do you think is happening? What do you think is going to happen? How do you think this is going to affect us here in the States? Who wants to tackle that one first?
I'm kind of looking at it like this. Whatever happens, there's no point in worrying about it because worrying ain't going to stop it. Right here, right here. Yep,
I see what you're saying. Okay, Jada Tech Guy has arrived at the party. All right, Oli, Lady Steel. Are you guys even thinking about this? I mean,
Lady Steel deals with celebrity news and gossip.
But this is something. This is what's going on. This is real time. This is in time.
No, I mean, I'm not gonna front. Like, I didn't even hear that this segment. What exactly is it that I'm supposed to be commenting on?
We're talking about the nuclear fallout in Japan and how what our thoughts are on it and how it's going to. We believe
Japan
it may affect
is on a fucking shit. They are going to fuck the U.S. up, like, in the worst way possible, because the U.S. has been so fucking disrespectful to them.
Yeah.
And y'all don't even realize, like, all y'all hair, all y'all video games, like, all y'all fucking plasma screen TVs, all that shit is from them. So as soon as they fucking rebound, they are going to fuck you guys up. And I say you guys, believe me, I am going to be on a first-class flight to Okinawa. As soon as I get a chance.
So why are you saying that? How is the U.S.
saying that? Because the U.S. really and truly has been disrespectful. Like, the response that we gave Haiti, we did not give Japan, because everybody's on the whole trip, like, oh, their economy is better than ours, yada, yada, yada. Bullshit. At the end of the day, they still had, like, a fucking natural disaster happen. And at the end of the day, half of this shit was fucking washed away and thrown away, whatever the case may be. Like, don't, you should never kick anybody when they're down. That, to me, is the moral of the story, and that is what I think that the majority of people are doing. They are kicking Japan because they feel like they're down, but they are using the excuse that they're up as the reason to kick them while they're down.
So, but I don't see how the U.S. Because I see what you're saying about the aid to Haiti, right? But we got to remember, too, Haiti is also allegedly the poorest country in the world. Am I correct?
Hell no. Haiti is not the poorest country in the world. I don't know where you got the statistics.
This is what they'll have you believe.
Worse off than Haiti because their currency is fucked up beyond belief.
Now, who you say was worse than Haiti? Who you said was worse than Haiti?
We are Guyana. Look up the currency trade or whatever. Haiti is not necessarily that fucked up. Haiti has a corrupt government, and at the end of the day, the same problems that Haiti is having right now, post and even after the fucking quake, are the same problems that Haiti has always had. And the problem is that no one cared about it, and they still don't care about it. That's why the shit looks the same way that it is now versus the way that it did when it, you know, when it first came through. So that's the whole point. Like, don't people like to play a role and they like to hide under disguise or whatever? And at the end of the day, if you want to be real, but don't say that one thing is better than the next when it's not, you know, when it's not the case. Haiti needs help. Haiti's always needed help, and the same help that Haiti needs now, it has nothing, and this is honest to God, the help that Haiti needs has nothing to do with the fucking earthquake. It has to do with their whole fucking structure of government, and that's a problem that's always been there. But nobody notices it now until after they had an earthquake. So now everybody wants to be proactive, and they want to fucking, you know, be in the mix, and everybody wants to support Haiti, but Japan, because they're the ones producing your fucking plasma and motion screen TVs, your fucking Sidekick 4 3Gs, and all of your fucking networks, y'all want to shit on them? Like, come on. Be real.
Well,
what do you really think is going to happen when they fucking get back on their feet?
I don't see the U.S. actually, you know, dropping their pants and saying, here, kiss our ass. I think
I posted a whole article on it. The U.S.'s response to Japan. Niggas are talking about, oh, well, this is what you get for fucking Pearl Harbor. Like, niggas are being very blatant.
We're not talking about, individual responses. We're talking about the government as a whole.
The individual responses are accumulating to millions of responses. Don't think
and
that.
And you know what? You
always are, and it's like that nigga in the hood, the one that you know don't like you, and he always saying sick shit about you. He never say it to your face, but you always got to hear from this person, that person, from crackhead Joey, blah, blah, blah. You always hear this nigga talking shit about you. Guess what? When the time comes, what you going to do? We are the U.S. We are America, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, sometimes we lose our focus and we forget that we're the youngest fucking nation that there is in the first place. And that we be talking mad
shit. At this time, the U.S., you know, I don't believe we could possibly overextend ourselves anymore. We've got our
overextend
hands
ourselves?
In. Got
did
our
you not see
in.
How when Korea fucking shot those shits off, we didn't, like, do shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you not think
speak
that
on this?
Japan?
Can only speak on this matter?
Oh, yes, you can. You should be allowed to, actually.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, we need to remember, like, this is the U.S. government that, it, you know, that's dealing with all this, Japan, everything like that. Like, we get information. We have to remember that this is not new to them. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, this is, like, it is a big deal. It's a big deal. This is definitely not the first time that the U.S. has had to deal with something like this. Also, you know, I have all faith in our great President Obama, you know what I mean? And I'm sure he's, you know, they're doing everything that they can over down there and to deal with this. What was that?
I said that's a whole nother show and a whole nother topic.
Right,
so
right, right. But I just think, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, this is, you know, this is news to, you know, the U.S., and they honestly, I really believe that they've probably been dealing with this a lot longer than, you know, we've known about it, which is, you know, whatever. And there's probably so many more details that we don't know about it as well. But I don't think that we should be, you know what I mean, so worried right now.
But the power switch is the problem. That's the thing, the power switch. Because the U.S., prior to the tsunami or whatever it is that hit Japan, the U.S., prior to that, we were never going to challenge Japan at the end of the day, period. It would make no sense to do that. So,
but
yes.
Japan is one of our allies, so why would we even, you know, why would we challenge them?
One of allies for what reason? Why do you think they're one of our allies? Because we're not stupid. So now, at the end of the day, now they're in a time of need, and most of the U.S., it's like regardless, okay, me and you, we cool, and you have an issue, and you need $1,000 to get out of your issue. I don't have $1,000 to afford. However, I'm going to go to my friends, my homies, and be like, you know what, I need, can you give me an X, Y, and Z contribution to help my homie X, Y, and Z out? And they're like, whatever, they got it, they don't need it, or whatever the case may be. It's not a personal beef against me and you, but at the end of the day, my homies are not trying to, you know, be in it. And that's what it comes down to. We could be allies, we could be friends, but that may make you look at me a certain type of way at the end of the day, even though that's not what it's about. But emotions, they get into everything.
I still see the government being as responsible and as helpful as they possibly can at this time, because we can't just, you know, ram over, you know, we just can't run up over there and be like, all right, we're going to be here to do this, that, and the third, because they also are trying to keep some information from, you know, from getting out. They also want to be able to deal with their issues. Now, you don't see the type of things going on over there with their disaster that you've seen over here. I mean, really, how are we going to run over there when it takes us, what, 2 or 3 days to get to our own people for Katrina?
That's the thing. Like you said, that's what it really comes down to. You're right, and I understand where you're coming from, but just take it from me. Let me just say that, like, at the end of the day, I know someone that does work for FEMA, and at the end of the day, if New York City is ever hit with any type of natural disaster, best believe we will know and we will be gone. Shit is already mapped out because they've already been doing it. There's just, it comes down to, at the end of the day, there's just certain shit that people care about and there's certain shit that they don't.
But you know
New
what,
York
the
City
everyday
will never,
Joe,
Haiti has ever had, with, even if it is a natural disaster, we will never see that same devastation, period, because they're not trying to have that. They will preserve, and it's not, the thing is, it's not even like it's New York State that will be preserved. No. New York City is what will be preserved. Trust and believe when I tell you this.
Well, I'm sure if and when that time comes that if Japan is back on their feet, that they will send whatever aid they have available at the time to us. I still would consider them allies, and I don't think the everyday average Joe is the one that's reaching in their pocket and doing anything over there for Japan. And if they're still harboring feelings from Pearl Harbor,
they refuse to donate to Japan because they feel like their economy
and
ours.
You know what? And that's all well and good. And that's all well and good because either way, Japan is going to work it out regardless.
They will. And it's fucked up
because
they're one of like the few people that actually love black people and black African American hip hop and basketball culture. They actually love and praise, and they treat you like royalty when you do go over there, and that's what's fucking sad about it all.
Well, everybody loves hip hop. Everybody loves hip hop.
Nah, but you gotta it's nothing
cool
like when you actually go over there and experience it with them. They love it.
Yeah, well, I have a cousin that's in the service actually that's over there now. Well, she was left Japan and was deployed to Korea, and they're
like I said, they're working on their efforts. They're shipping out supplies and as they come in from the U.S. and so on and so forth. And she has invited us to come over. But I guess that's definitely going to have to wait now because they got a lot of rebuilding
to
do.
Tell me when and where. I'll go.
Yeah, that we could definitely do that. And you know, they got to get some of their major airports back because some of those was washed out, and so on and so forth. You know, and really anybody listening, if you don't particularly care about Japan or you don't care about what's going on over there, then that's all well and good. But it's no need for you to shit on the people. It's no need for you to put any more hate out there. They're going through enough right now. Regardless of what's happening, those nuclear reactors failing affect everyone. It affects whether you want to admit it or not, whether you think so or not. At some point, look at what's going on. Just look right now what's going on with our weather. It's not odd to have snow or harsh weather in the beginning of April. But, I mean, we had already started to warm up in the middle of March, and then we just took a complete about face. So you can't tell me that weather, that air, the same air blows all around the country, you can't tell me that at some point we're not going to suffer some type of effects from their nuclear fallout. I think it's something we need to stay aware of, keep abreast of, and just make sure that we do whatever we can to send our support. And if you don't care, then just don't say nothing. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say anything at all. Am I correct, Holy?
Right. I hear that.
All right. And since Bugatti Serb didn't show up, you know what? I tell you who did show up, and that was Cashmere. So we definitely going to pump that blue and orange. Here you go.
You know what it is. Champions black, real rap, get out of your seats, it's a Knicks
you feel that. Put your towers in the air, oh yeah. Blue and orange is back.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange. Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
We put it down from BX to the DK.
Blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange, blue and orange.
Yeah, you know what it is. New York is back up on the map, from that living egg. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. The championship ring, that's coming. Step up in the garden, every game, all I hear him say.
All right, that's what it is. It's your girl, Eb. Pre-game radio. We're live. It's ladies' night. And we're just discussing those things that matter to us all. Whether we want to give attention to it or not, it still needs to be discussed. I have Oli in the building. Oli, hello.
I am here. I am here.
We have
so what's
13.
Up? So, just real quick.
Yes.
Our special featured guest, he didn't show up. So, I mean, everybody just gave him a thumbs down. Does he even have any other music?
Well, he does have other music. He has other songs, and I was interested in playing them. But Brooklyn Black made the executive decision not to play any more of Bugatti Surf's music. He had given him a time period to call in, and he did not. He gave him an extra 5 minutes grace, and he still didn't call. So as per him, we cannot play any more of Bugatti Surf's songs. He did have two jams up there, something called Body Language and something else called I Recognize You. And I guess we're just going to have to check those out on our own free time just to check it out. But
wow.
Once again, the one we did, yeah, that's kind of messed up. But like I said, we have to be aware that things happen and we don't know what happened. We would feel kind of fucked up if we found out, something bad happened or, you know, some terrible news, you know, something, somebody in his family or a close friend, you know, we would feel really bad if we found out something happened and we were shitting on him because he didn't call in. But in the event that that wasn't the case and he just, I don't know, forgot or he fell asleep or, you know, he
right.
decided to go to the movies, then he would definitely get a boo. Now, everybody gave him a thumbs down because they said they just weren't feeling the song. Apparently, the music was originally done by Lil Wayne. Did you hear Lil Wayne's version?
I don't know. Oh. Honestly, I mean, did I? To be
Look,
real with
I
you,
just...
I've been, I haven't heard really a lot of new music except for the music that people send me. Like, I don't listen to the radio like that, honestly. Like, mainstream radio, I don't really mess with it. They don't give me what I want to hear anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, honestly, most of the radio that I listen to is internet radio. So,
yeah.
And, you know, most internet radio nowadays play, you know, underground music. So I honestly know. So I do know this though. I've heard enough artists and everything to know that he needs to step his game up and hopefully
yeah.
he hears it later.
yeah, because just from a professional standpoint, you know, if this was a showcase and he was hired to be here and he didn't show, you know, he would have cost the promoters money. And not only that, just making a bad name for yourself, which is not what you what you want to do when you're trying to get yourself out there and you're trying to get as much exposure as possible. And, you know, this was ladies' night. This was your perfect opportunity to come on the show and get some new fans. I want to give a shout-out to our TGO family out there, Uptown. I want to give a shout out to all of y'all, Fuego, Pop, Foots, Malik. How y'all doing?
y'all going to definitely be still waiting for the TGO takeover, which will be coming up soon. All right. I also want to give a shout-out to you, Oli, for being here for Ladies' Night, for the second time for Ladies' Night. I definitely appreciate your presence and your input, and I'm so grateful that you are actually a part of the pregame team. So thank you, Oli.
Thank you. I love you, ladies.
I love you, too. Real talk. I want to get into one more song. We got about 9 minutes left. I'm in Ladies' Night. It's pregame radio. This is your girl, and chilling with Oli One Oli, and we have another caller on the line. They don't have your hand up, but 8088, we see you, I see you, I love you, I appreciate you for calling in, listening in to the show. Let me see, I think I'm going to play that Biggie joint because it's so true what he's saying, especially like you say in this business, these guys are trying to be successful, the underground, you're trying to get your name out there. And the way to do that is to never limit yourself, to think outside the box, to do things outside the box, to be different, you know, at all times, to make music that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be for the masses, to make music that you enjoy. And you'll always find somebody that's on your level, that's on your limit. So here it is, God's Limit, Biggie.
Baby, look at me. Mama love you. And I know you ain't no little boy no more, but you'll always be my baby. It seems like only yesterday I was holding you in my arms. Now look at you now, big man. But I worry about you. I worry about you all the time. Hanging out on the corner all times of night with the cool people. Baby, that ain't nothing but trouble. I always taught you that you could have whatever you dream. Well, I want you to hold on to that dream, baby. Hold on to it real tight. Because the sky's the limit.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight?
Right.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Woo!
I like this young man. Because when he came out with the phrase, he went from ashy to classy.
Alright.
I like that.
Alright.
So everybody in the house, give a warm round of applause for the Notorious B.I.G. The Notorious B.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for him, y'all. A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had two pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. My niggas flirt, I'm throwing tigers on my shirt. And alligators. You wanna see the inside? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow! Why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watching. That whole clock. Here comes respect. This crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at their man's eyes. Big man, they never try, so we roll with them. Stole with them, I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. And yeah, I toss and blue and white stuff. That's
why. Why is it that you keep on, just keep on keep on, just keep on.
on to master enterprise, and I ain't have to be in school by 10. I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, Frank the deputy. Quick to grab my Smith and Wesson like my dick was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better scene, put money in my mom's hands. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live to pray, sky's the limit. Motherfuckers,
everything
see Trump's on top.
I think the show's over, but
hello? Hello?
Can anyone hear me? Okay, you're about to shut it down.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, we're going to go out with a track from off of the DDL called Situation. And that's what this is, a situation.
Tell me why you mad, hun.
Wow.
Perfect nah, good times away the bad one. Music lasting, trying to figure out what happened. Our love story turned into a thriller, Mike Jackson. Mind cloudy, but I try to stay focused. With a sober mind is hopeless,
yeah.
So a nigga keep smoking.
Yeah.
Who's the dopest?
Me.
You gon' see it. Listening to your friend's advice and you don't need it. Must I repeat it? They don't wanna see you smiling, girl. Or sipping drinks with umbrellas on the island, girl. It's your world, just want the keys to the city. She's so insecure, baby girl is so pretty. Blame me, oh really? Now it's my fault. We glow alone, but together get our shine on. So stressed that I gotta put my slimes on. But it's over, I can't get my rewind on. Only time will tell what's gon' happen. First you love me, then you hate me. Just like a fatal attraction. No movie on Mike Douglas. You say you hate me, won't you try loving? No, well, I ain't fuck it. I hear you talking, heart buried in the coffin. Another bitch of love to fill the hills that you walk in. That's not a threat, it's a promise, babe. I regret that I tried to change. Now I have my feelings like Osama, man. Sick of all the games. Same shit, just a different day.